The next agenda item is the bylaws amendment election timeline. Who is presenting on that?
Which one is this?
The bylaws election timeline?
That would be me.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Go for it, Rob. We have 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll try to make this quick. In accordance with Article 17, Section 1, the following six directors requested that proposed an amendment to the bylaws. Those directors included myself, Sarv Randhawa, Marty Durlin, Steve Pierce, Bob Lederer, and Julie Chavez Rodriguez. The purpose of this amendment is to provide, during the election process, to provide more time for the ballots to be printed and mailed to the electors for the delegate elections. But the amendment reads as follows. In a delegate election year, the nominations for vacating seats shall open on July 25th and remain open for 31 days, closing on August 25th. The national and local election supervisors shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station, listing all of the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on September 30th or the following business day if September 30th is a mail holiday. To be counted, a ballot must be received on or before November 15th. All ballots shall be held sealed until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election's close date, then the election's close date shall be extended by two additional weeks. The national and local election supervisors shall have up to 15 days after the election close date to count the ballots and to certify the results of the LSBs, the board, and the members, which results must be reported by December 1 or if the election close date was extended by December 15, and shall be posted on the foundation's and the radio station's websites. If no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those delegates whose terms would have expired upon the election of new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election. Member record date will be August 16. That is the proposed amendment that we are making. The fundamental changes would be that the record date, which is mentioned, would be shortened by 2 weeks from 8:31 to 8:16. The ballots mailing date would be speeded up from 10:15 to 9:30, so electors would have more time with their ballots to vote. All the other dates would remain. That is the purpose of the amendment. It was to simply try to make sure that we were not going to have more challenges in the election cycle as a result of the last election in which ballots got mailed in a very strange strange way. So that is the purpose of it. However, before disposing of it, I'd like to entertain brief discussions, if that's okay with the chair.
Definitely. One other thing that I'd just like to point out is that if folks want to look at this timeline or have this timeline in front of them, it's under tab 4, the second page. And there is just a typo under the ballots due by. It will remain 11:15. Okay. William?
For the record, everyone doesn't have it. I don't have it. And I'm behind my tab 4. So maybe, hopefully I'm the only one that doesn't have it. But I made this comment at the meeting that we had about this timeline. And yeah, I have it in front of me now. Thank you, Deb. But there's two things that it doesn't resolve. And well, one, by shortening, and I mean, I know that this wasn't supposed to be the end-all, solve-all, and that's what was brought up on that phone call, and maybe I'm just going to have to let sleeping dogs lie. I don't know what the right metaphor is, but I know that we're getting rid of a month in the nomination period, and we're talking about recruitment issues and talking about how diversity has been a challenge for our boards in all of our areas. So if we're slashing the nominations period in half, we're really closing opportunity for folks who don't know anything about the network, because it only gives them 4 weeks rather than 8 weeks to get their paperwork in. And secondly, we still have the issue of this election conflicting with November elections. And I know that I was told that in the very near future, the next time it will conflict with a presidential election is 2012. I like to think that the foundation will last longer than 2012, and that means it will then coincide with 2024, etc. And I know that in my state, there's elections every November, especially when our governor decides to have a special interest election in the year that there wasn't supposed to be a statewide election. But there's local elections every November, whether it's local, state, federal, what have you. So I think that, and I'm not sure when we're going to deal with it, but we always say that the future committee will deal with it, but I think that these things need to be stated because I may not be here next year to state them.
All right. Thanks, William. Teresa?
I agree with what William's saying. I mean, actually, I would like to have the election process totally out of November. I don't want it to conflict with what's happening in Texas, where they're trying to put on a constitutional amendment in Texas to ban gay marriages.
Oh, California too.
Yeah, so I'd really prefer that it be moved up. But since it can't, I think this is a great start. So.
All right, thanks, Teresa. Dave?
Two things. One, you know, the point William made about recruitment could be addressed by mandating that stations start announcing before the nominations open for a month before that nominations will be open, so that you're still having the recruiting effect that you would have if you were making regular announcements during a nominations period, and just make the formal period that shorter period. So I think that's a reasonably good idea. I just wanted to raise this other technical point that's in the bylaws about the LSBs having to approve this within the calendar month. And I think the intention of that was that they do it, you know, if you passed it on October 15th, it would be by November 15th. But the way it's written, it means by the end of October. So if we pass this on October 29th, it means that the LSBs have to approve it by tomorrow.
Yes.
And given notice requirements, that won't be possible. So we have to have some ruling or interpretation of the board and vote that we will interpret it to mean within 1 month of the calendar, I mean within one calendar month, i.e. by the 29th of the following month. And if you actually read that language carefully, it does mean it's in the calendar month in which you did it, but you know, things like that, somebody would have to raise a legal challenge, and we need to change that in our bylaws. So I think we should do that along with this.
I also think we should
have an amendment that is not a bylaws amendment that requires stations to announce the coming of nominations for a month before nominations start for recruitment.
Quick question in terms of the interpretation. Is that something that you'd like to add to the existing one, or can you work on the language? And
we have to do it separately because this bylaws amendment we got to vote on, and then we have to make some sort of like standing. I guess is it a standing rule or a special rule? I can never keep track. I think it's a special rule. It's a special rule. And then so it'll take 2/3, and I'll look it up while we're doing the rest of this.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Sorry for not doing it sooner.
No problem. Bob?
Okay, I have 2 points. The concern that William raised about that by limiting the nomination period to 30 days, it may make it more difficult to recruit a more diverse pool. That's a very legitimate concern, and I like Dave's idea. I think that's one piece of solving the problem if we adopt this amendment. The other piece is something that our LSB adopted, which I'd like to read. Resolved that the WBAI LSB recommends to the Pacifica National Board that if the Pacifica bylaws are amended to shorten the delegate nomination period by 30 or more days, that the PNB adopt a policy requiring delegate nomination packets to be made available to prospective candidates 30 days before the opening of nominations. Now, if we were to adopt this policy, it would have the effect of virtually bringing us back to what the current bylaws say. In other words, that before the formal official date that you can turn in your signatures, you could get a packet from the station and go out there in the community and start collecting your signatures. The only thing that this amendment changes is that you can't turn them back in until the clock starts on a certain date, and then you have 30 days from that. So the real issue for people getting out there and getting qualified is going out and collecting them. So we don't need a bylaws change to just say you can go out and collect them, you know, quite early on. But the main reason to not go ahead and formally extend the period to 60 days is then that would be 30 more days at 5 stations. We'd have to hire an election supervisor for an extra month, and that would run into tens of thousands of dollars. So since there's another way around this, it seems needless just for some kind of procedural purposes to spend all that extra money. So that's the fix on that. And then last thing is the larger point that William and Teresa are making about the calendar. I think a lot of us totally agree with this. This was supported by the Governance Committee, and the Governance Committee, I think, is looking at the calendar overall, and I think we'd all like to get it out of the October-November period. It's bad on many counts, but we can't do it this time because it would have to go to a referendum of the whole membership. Because you'd be either extending or cutting somebody's current term. So this is a short-term fix just for this the 06 elections. And then we'll come back and do, or maybe even before the 06 elections, we can come back and do a more permanent fix, put it on the ballot in the 06 elections so we have a more sane schedule in the future.
Thank you, Bob. Can you, as we're discussing this other item, put in writing the other recommendation that you made in terms of allowing for the nomination packets to be open? Wendy?
I'm sorry I wasn't prepared to argue this, but I haven't seen another argument about this whole thing, and that if a bylaws amendment is something that is going to change the, what does it say there?
Change the voting rights
or transfer of any of the members, then that has to be voted on by the entire membership as opposed to just by the directors and the LSB. So this argument states that if you're shortening the nomination period, then that is definitely affecting the members' right to run, and so
to run, but not to vote.
Well, the voters who would be voting for them, if the person couldn't get it in time, then you know, because
it's to run. I'll just add to the stack. I'll shut up.
It changes the record date.
Can you say this better? Somebody else? I didn't bring it with me.
The argument, but I could make it if you want me to.
Because you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Deb?
I'll pass.
William?
Sorry, guys.
I just disagree with the statement. And, I mean, we need this amendment to go through. I don't see how changing the nomination period affects voting rights of our membership. It affects the rights of people that want to run, but I just made that point, and we just said that this is the best that we could do. So I think that we need to move ahead with this. I beat up this amendment every time it's appeared at this board, and I'm going to support it right now because it's all that we have. So let's just move forward, and we'll look at changing the dates of the elections next time.
Right.
I mean, assuming that Wendy's correct, I think that the solution that Bob proposed would take care of that the period would remain the same. There will be some procedural changes, and then we won't have to be where we're back, you know, last year where we're considering spending money on first-class mail to make sure people receive it, or have people not getting the mail.
Thanks, Ray. Teresa?
I think that informally, we should start our process of recruiting people to apply much, much earlier, and it will be beneficial to everyone, and I don't see how that affects voters' rights, really.
Levine?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, I believe it does change in terms of the voting rights of the members, and that to have the 60 days in order to determine whether you're going to run for the board. I think that's needed, and it's needed on a number of reasons, including the fact, again, if we're trying to reach various communities, we need that period of time. If we want to change what we're currently doing, I think that, again, the point that Wendy made is that has to be approved by the listenership and not just by the PNB. And again, I just don't see the argument has not been made to me to change this. I don't see a reason.
Fadi?
Thank you. The proposal, though I think, you know, the merits are, I mean, the intention is important. I have a hard time with just a one-month nomination period. there are many station signal areas where the region that the constituents are in are vast, and 4 to 8 weeks is not enough to get yourself at the various community meetings, having them set up, and so on and so forth. So I have a problem with that. Having if it said 625 or something of that nature, that definitely would have been awesome. But as is, I will not support it.
Okay. Thanks, Fadi. Deb, and then Sarb.
I just want to address that one point. Politicians of all sorts start running way in advance. There's no reason whatsoever why recruitment for good board members isn't an ongoing, everyday kind of thing. We should be looking for people right now who can run a year from now. And they can get ready, have their meetings, set up their constituencies a year in advance if they want. We have simply shortened the amount of time they have to file, which is a month. If you can't get it done in a month, if you can't get a paper in a month, please don't join the paper. You know, we're out of mystery. So I think it is enough time, and that allows us the additional time to correct any ballot mistakes, and that's what's important. We have people who were running for the board who never got a ballot.
That's right.
Here, here.
Sorry?
Okay.
Madam Chair, with Deb Shapto's eloquent statement, I'm just going to pass. I think it's
better.
I'm going to suspend, I guess, my role as chair and turn it over to Ambrose just really quickly, because I wanted to make just a quick comment that I know at Kay, one of the things we experienced was that a number of folks did not receive ballots, which was, I think, a big motivation for this election timeline and some of the changes. And so I just wanted, you know, as we think about disenfranchising voters, I think it disenfranchises voters more for them not to receive ballots than for us to extend the nomination period. Thank you.
Question.
So I just want to make a point about function. I can do that now, or I can wait till after. I mean, the 30-day business. Do you want me to say that now, or should I wait till after we vote this?
Till after, because then we're going to introduce another motion. Yes, Patty.
Yeah, it's like this board works on, you know, like with tentacles sticking out, never thinking about the rest of the body. Anyway, the election, we have an election committee, you know, and they also discussed this issue and addressed it in the actual proposal motion here. And so this motion here keeps all the elements of this amendment, but in keeps the the opening on June 24th, so it remains open for 62 days. I mean, if that's what it is, people are going to, you know, it's going to be uneven. If people are going to be, well, allowed to send out their packets or get packets before, and some stations do that, and other stations don't do that, right, then you're going to have it's unequal. You're going to have 30 days for some and other people who, you know, really getting out the vote or getting out the candidates are going to be doing that. And in fact, that gives the candidates that are, well, that's just my opinion, but well, what happened at our station anyway is that we had a staff-organized listener-candidate campaign because they listened to the staff, and the staff organized and got all the listener candidates. It's much easier for them to do that than for listeners to go out and to find other listener people that are going to be concerned about the listeners' issues and not what the staff issues and the station issues, which people are very easily influenced by that, as you can see in several of these boards now. So if it's appropriate, I would like to, is it amending possible on this?
We were just talking about that. I believe it is.
I have an amendment.
But I don't know.
Okay, just to let folks know, we have three minutes left on this agenda.
Well, I would like to amend it because the election committee discussed this issue and actually made a motion, a request for amendment.
On order. The governance committee had this discussion, felt that it was unclear, and recommended to the board that the board not alter the text of the amendment
right.
and deal with it as produced, because we couldn't figure that out. At some point, we'll need to talk to a lawyer about that. But the governance committee, am I right about
yes,
this?
Yes, you're right.
The governance
right.
committee recommended no change,
yeah, no change,
that we voted up or down without yeah. a change in the text.
Point right. of information?
Yes.
But that would exclude even the language that Bob suggested earlier from the WBIL.
That's
no,
going to be a separate
that could be an implementation
okay.
procedure.
Okay,
yes. It seems to me that by just adding a couple words to it, you wouldn't be altering what it was in the beginning. And all the elections committee is asking is if we just add this part, that in a delegate election year, the nomination for vacating seats shall open on June 24th and remain open for 62 days, closing on August 25th. It's still all the same.
So I asked for that, and we couldn't do it then, so how can we do it now?
Yeah.
I get
vote
it.
This
yeah.
down. Vote this thing down.
I think to add, to change the language would be very, very dangerous, and it would be inviting ourselves to a possible lawsuit. I think the most viable option is to vote your feelings on Bob's
of
Bob's motion, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna.
The
I really do. I mean.
Yeah. I know you do.
Yeah, sure.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Are we voting an amendment to
no.
Just
no.
That's
no. 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 No.
Doesn't matter, right?
That's the
yeah. yeah. We're voting this up or down. Yes, Teresa.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I encourage people to vote for this motion, and I would suggest that our election candidate outreach begin in January. Our election committees are volunteers. It doesn't
right.
cost
yeah.
anything
mm-hmm.
for them to get going. So they can go to the community
right.
events. They can do the PSAs. There's nothing to stop us from starting the recruitment
yeah.
6 months earlier all year round
that's
and
right.
pass this
that's
motion.
Right.
Okay. Our time is exhausted on this agenda item, so we're going to move to a vote.
What's the motion?
The motion
it's
is...
As stated.
Accept the proposal
yeah.
amendment.
I can give it to you in writing. Would you like it in writing?
In the book.
I want
it
in the book.
Okay, everyone please turn to section 4
yeah.
in their binders, except William.
Roll call, please.
Madam Chair, we have a roll call vote.
I turned up the book.
Number 4. It's the okay. whole number 4 document.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to have a roll call vote.
Any
objections?
Yeah, but I'll save it.
Okay, hearing none. Madam Secretary, did you get that where we want to do a roll call?
Yeah, I do.
Wait, Hannah,
oh, go ahead.
No,
yeah, we want a roll call.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
We're ready.
Steve Pierce?
He'll be
back.
Come back.
Yeah, he's not here.
He's not there.
Can I get gum after?
I'm in the middle of a roll call. No, we're doing this fair. So people don't have all these. Okay, we're going to start with WPFW. Rob Robertson?
Yes.
Serena? Here?
Yeah. Yes.
Out.
You forgot Ambrose.
I'm sorry.
No, I'll get back to him.
<Jesus.
laughs> He's not from W. He's sorry.
Lamarne Williams?
No. I'll deal with you.
William Walker?
Aye.
Fadi Sabah?
No.
Sarg Randhawa?
Yes.
Okay. Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray LaForce?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Michael T. Warren?
Yes.
Dave Adelson?
Yes.
Maria Armunia? Maria?
Abstain.
Donna Warren.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. She turned it over.
Okay.
Deb?
Yes.
Shafter? Wendy Schroll?
No.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes. He's the chair right now.
Do you want to appeal that?
No, he is the chair because Madam Chair
relinquished. He gave it back to Julie.
But he can't until the item is done and dispensed with.
Right,
so
right.
Julie will vote and Ambrose will put,
yes?
Change the outcome.
You strike Ambrose and give it
back. Because Ambrose is the chair right now.
He's currently chairing.
Yes. I wanted
you didn't realize that, but he was.
You don't have to do his vote. I mean, you get to vote on your own.
Okay.
Steve is not here. Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Well, she might have said yes, but I didn't have my card. Okay. And Joe's not here, so the only one left is Donna Warren, and I say no.
Madam Secretary, what's the vote count?
Okay, I got to count it up. Mr. Chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Don't do that.
Sorry, I haven't counted.
Thank you. Well, I don't care. Let me count it because you're distracting. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. And 1, 2, 3. Abstain. So it's 11 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
I had 1 abstention.
I saw 12.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Let's go back to the exemption, abstentions because I
11, 5,
I called the people who were absent as abstention. 11, okay. 11, yeah.
11, 5,
just one abstention. Okay.
I think we're still on the item, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Amber, it's all you.
Yeah, I would like to move. I want to make a point that the bylaws say that then the delegates must vote. It says the proposed amendment must be approved by the majority of all directors and the majority votes of the delegates of at least 3 of the 5 stations. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendment within the same calendar month as the board. If you go and look at things where the in the next thing, the amendment of the articles. Section 4 says no later than 30 days after the vote. Excuse me, hold on. Oh, pardon me. Well, anyhow, my motion is that we interpret, that we agree that the intent of this is not that they must be approved within the same calendar month, but within a calendar month. So within 30 days. No, not 30 days. A calendar month can vary. That's the reason we use the term. So we that in order we'll pass a motion that the board believes that the intent is within a calendar month, and therefore we request that the delegates vote on this within a calendar month. If anybody cares to take it to court, they're welcome. They'll lose.
Is there a second
to
the motion?
I second.
We move in second. What's the pleasure?
Any objections?
Any objections?
No.
I don't know what the motion is.
The motion is that the board rules that the language in the bylaws to call for a delegate in the same calendar month shall mean that within a calendar month, i.e. that the delegates must vote on this by November 29th.
Any
objections? I object. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call vote has been called for. Madam Secretary.
A calendar month. A month from today.
From the 29th to the 29th.
Yes.
A calendar month.
No, they're all fine. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
No, there were objections.
Okay.
What did the bylaws say, right?
They say within the same calendar month.
Oh, so that would mean
which implies one day. But the intent is clearly within a calendar month.
You know, if we'd had this meeting on October 14th, we might have been able to do that. So everybody that voted for this to have this meeting now, see, it's their fault, and now you just get excusing it, you know.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
okay, this is a motion presented by Director Adelson.
You don't have to call roll on this.
They ask for a roll call.
It probably would be in our best interest.
It's a bylaws issue.
Okay, and I'm not going to pretend that I really know what the motion is.
And let me write it down because this is an important enough issue. Bob, do you want to? Can we table it until after we consider the motion that Bob made about announcements and availability? And I'll write this out.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah,
I just said it off the top of my head.
Let me
write it down.
Why don't we go to the next
thing? Yeah,
the period in the LSD is most ratified. All right, Bob.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so my motion reads, resolve that the PNB adopt a policy requiring delegate nomination packets to be made available to prospective candidates 30 days before the opening of nominations and requiring that all stations air announcements of the availability of such packets as soon as they are available.
Is there a second?
What if they're not available at the same time?
It's
just bunk.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, it's authorized.
No, there are objections.
There's some people. Yeah.
Yes.
You see the hand.
You know how you're
saying. Object.
Levon,
Patty. Yes, Masty.
Yes.
I mean, I appreciate you're trying to clear this up at this time, but I think that probably needs to be taken to governance so we can really understand, you know, the impact of this. But that's why I object. I mean, it's a little complicated at this time.
I'm just voting against it.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, everything. Well,
I just want to point out that.
Well, it is. It's you know, some stations will get it together, some won't. So, you know, places that like have the locked in 30 days and the staff runs around and gets everybody that they like and the election committee is dormant or doesn't really work very well.
Sure.
You've got a completely different board than you do when you have like 60 days of announcements on the air consistently as like rule as in the bylaws. It's a different thing.
And you'll also have a new executive director who can make this happen. Yeah.
I was going to make this point specifically that it had been suggested earlier that it could be implemented differentially. The text specifically requires each local area to do it as well as at 30 days.
Why do we change the bylaws?
Any other questions? Ready for vote?
Going on here.
Are we voting on Director Letterer's motion?
Yes. Amendment.
No, it's not amendment.
We're voting on
motion to take to
that'd be more direct.
A motion to move it to the governance committee.
I've already called for the roll call vote.
That was on Dave.
No,
that's
Bob.
Okay,
but
wait a minute, Mr. Chair. You asked if there were any objections.
Yes.
There are objections.
And there were two, and we heard them.
Okay, so what's the ruling now?
Roll call vote.
You're going to call for roll call vote regardless.
There just was by the two people that objected. Right. They expressed their concerns.
And there's no response to them?
There hasn't been.
No one cares.
But we're voting. And we move into a vote. And
then it was
more discussion.
Because we've exhausted time. And we're more than 30 minutes behind schedule. So I think folks should be very diligent about paying attention.
I'm willing to call the roll.
Point of order.
But.
May I speak?
Yes, but.
If Maria or any other board member ever wants more discussion, they simply move to extend. And if you get a two-thirds support, then we'll extend.
Why don't you move to extend now?
No one requests.
All right, I'll move to extend for 5 minutes.
Second.
It's too late. It's Maria.
The vote is broken.
I'm sorry,
because I didn't hear anything.
Can I request that the motion be read again?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Bob, read the motion again.
Resolve that the PNB adopt a policy requiring delegate nomination packets to be made available to prospective candidates 30 days before the opening of nominations and requiring that all stations air announcements of the availability of such packets as soon as they are available.
Call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Steve Pierce is absent. LeVar Williams?
No.
Oh.
My little paper. No.
Deb Shafter?
Yes.
Shafter. Okay, Deb, you're right here.
Yeah, maybe.
Wendy Schroll? Pass. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Dave Adelson?
And,
pardon me?
Abstain.
I'll pass.
Oh, letters motion?
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you doing?
He's
keeping next motion. Yes.
He just said yes.
Yes.
Clear his
face.
Maria?
Pass.
Donna? No.
Won't be me.
Rob Robertson?
Yes.
Because he's been there.
I didn't call you yet. Serena?
Yes.
LeVar?
Oh, I'll vote again. But
I'm sorry.
No,
you said no. I'm sorry. William Walker?
Come back to him.
He's here. Sorry.
Pass.
He doesn't care.
Body?
I'll abstain for now.
Abstain
on his motion.
Sar?
Yes. He only passed for now. He abstained for good.
Well, I'll tell him to vote. He'll change.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Madam Secretary, I believe I get a vote.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute, I got a sister.
I went on the bus.
Wendy? Wendy?
Not here.
She's not.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Julie?
Yes.
Joe's not here. Ambrose? Oh, you're the chair. You're the chair. Mark's
not. You're the couch.
Here.
The entire furniture
okay.
Department.
Okay. Now going back to the passes, we've got William Walker.
He's not here.
He is now absent from vote. Maria.
Wait.
No.
Abstain.
No. We're not going back.
Wendy.
It's too late.
Pass. She's not here.
Oh. You're not going back to me anymore, or are you?
I can't went back to you twice.
And I walked right in when you said William.
Madam Chair, order.
If you want, but if not, it's fine.
No.
Madam Chair, order. Okay. Okay.
No, it's not Madam Chair right now.
Okay.
Mr. Couch.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chair, do you want me to go back to Director Walker?
I thought you just did.
Well, I didn't hear what his response was.
Yes,
tell me.
So.
Yes. See you,
William. What's your vote?
Aye.
Okay. Thank
well,
you.
Well, go eat my ice cream. Let me take a break.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you?
9, 10, 11. Yeses. 1, 2, 3. 3 noes. 1, 2. Okay, we've got 11 yeses, 3 noes, and 2 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And now we'll proceed with Dave's motion.
I gave it in writing to Donna. I couldn't possibly do it from memory.
I'm not doing anything from memory. Oh, you want me to read it? Okay.
Yeah, please. So they'll know what they're voting for.
Okay.
Now I've got the Cypress handwriting.
Okay, this is from Director Adelson. Move that the PNB interpret the language of the bylaws, Article 17, Section 1B2I, calling for a vote of the delegates on bylaw amendments within the same calendar month of its approval by the PNB, intends that the vote takes place within
30.
Within
within a calendar month, i.e. A vote by the PMB on October the 29th must be followed by a vote of the delegates by November. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I.e., a vote by the PMB on October the 29th must be followed by a vote of the delegates by November the 29th.
Thank you very much.
Now, is that clear enough? Let me read it.
Good. It's been moved and seconded. Is there a discussion or shall we vote?
Candidacy.
Let's go to vote. All those in favor, raise your hand.
This was a roll call vote.
Nobody
asked for it.
Raise your hand.
Bylaws discussion. I am asking for a roll call vote. That's the one I asked for, a roll call vote, not the other one. Okay. I'm asking for a roll call vote. These are bylaws. People are interpreting bylaws now.
Without objection.
I have no problem with this. Would you please call for a roll?
People should want that.
Yes, I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
Deb?
Yes.
Wendy?
No.
Teresa?
Yes.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
LaVarn?
No.
William?
Yes.
Thoddy?
Pass for no.
Ice cream's good.
Thar?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Zarina?
I'm here.
Dave?
Yes.
Maria? Julie?
Yes.
Donna? No. Okay. Ambrose is the chair. Mark is gone. Going back to... Oh, no Steve. Okay. Going back to the past is Fadi.
Am I the only pass?
You're second chair.
You said pass.
Am I the only pass?
I'm the only other one. Go for it.
I will vote no.
No. Maria?
Okay, I gotta go no on this.
No. And Serena? Oh, she's gone. Okay, she didn't come back, right?
Okay.
Okay, that's the vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes. That's it.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. I'll return the chair to Rodriguez.
Why, thank you, Mr. Lane, for taking it over.
Good job.